This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Resource Centre's Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. And I have with me today Aisha Rashid, who has been in the public relations profession for close to 40 years. She's got an MA in APR and FIPR. Before I go into what that means, we're going to be discussing corporate reputations and why that's important now. So before we get to that topic, you know, you have an MA, APR, FIPR. What does it all mean, Aisha?
Okay, first of all, thank you, Frida, for inviting me to speak to you this afternoon. MA is Masters in Arts. I got it in Strategic Communication. APR is Accredited PR Practitioner, and FIPR is Fellow of the Institute of PR.
Okay, so our discussion today is on corporate reputation. And, you know, this has been something that's been talked about for a long time, but it's much more in the news around the world. Now, why is it happening now?
Well, if you remember, there's been a spate of crises, if you will, since towards the end of the 20th century. CEOs are caught, you know, with their hands in the till, so to speak. And like, take the case of Enron, for instance. So all these so-called fiascos, if you will, brings reputation issues to the forefront. Although reputation as a concept has been around since the time of Socrates and Pluto and those people, and even Shakespeare, if I remember correctly, I believe Othello had something about reputation and so on. It's real. It's with us. It's just that people, especially people in corporates, don't understand that it can be managed.
Okay. And the thing is also, at the end of the day, your reputation has to be right in the first place.
Yes. It's about, I mean, if I want to take a definition, and I'm plucking this from the PR consultants of the UK. It is an association in the UK. They define reputation as what you say, what you do, and what others say about you. So that's, in a nutshell, describes what corporate reputation is all about.
Okay, you talk about that's what's reputation. Why does reputation matter? And is it a case of the reputation mattering, that it matters more now because of online media?
Definitely. The social media, if you will, I refer to it as the new media because it's more than just social, you know. That brings it to the forefront. And, well, nowadays, anyone can be a journalist. Anyone can express a view, you know, just a click of a button and it goes viral. So also with reputation, where it will take you 10, 20 years to build your reputation as a company, and within seconds you can lose it. So this is why it is so important that companies need to be mindful of this.
Okay.
If I may, the situation in Malaysia is that, you know, most companies are very aware about branding, yeah? They spend a lot of money on their brand, but they forget that brand is what they want their audiences to see about them, what the audience would know about them. So this is why, especially in fast-moving consumer goods, branding is a whole religion, if you will. I choose the term very carefully. But brand or branding is a subset of reputation management, because you can have a very strong brand, but your reputation can be weak. And I'd like to cite example of Nike, who has a very strong brand, but their reputation is weak because of this child labor issues that they had, which has not gone away, you know. So this is it about reputation. And supported by social media and the internet, it doesn't go away. There's always someone out there who might bring it back and say, hey, I read about this, you know, and it goes viral.
Okay, even though they've stopped.
Yeah.
But it still comes back to haunt you.
It still comes back to haunt you. This is why I say it has to be managed. And in Malaysia, sadly, not given that much attention. And I say this because I did a survey among Malaysian corporations for one of my theses. And the CEOs here, they admit that it is important, but they are not giving that full attention into the management of their reputation. What I'd like to share with your audiences out there is, it's not just about delivering shareholder value or delivering a a good product, because reputation is performance of the company plus the behavior of the company, how you behave to your employees, to your other stakeholders, plus the communication that you do. So it's a formula. So when you talk about managing your reputation, you need to be mindful of your performance as a company. You need to make profits, because that's what business is all about.
Right.
You need to be mindful of how you behave to your stakeholders, especially your employees. I mean, you get companies out there saying our employees are our brand ambassadors.
Number one asset.
Yeah, our most precious asset. And this, you know, I harp about this all the time. And I've been reminded not to bring it up so often. But don't put in your annual report that our employees are our greatest assets when you don't walk the talk.
Mm.
Yeah. And then the third component is the communication. If you're doing all this, you need to communicate so that people know you are doing something about it.
And I guess that's where it's changed. The type, how you communicate with them has changed depending on the generation and all
that. Because, wow, you know, with the internet, for me as a PR practitioner, I believe it's the best thing that can happen to our profession. Mm. Because now you have multiple channels to spread your messages. But the caveat, if you will, that I'd like to put across is this. You must make sure you know how to communicate your messages. Mm. And to whom are you communicating your messages? Because one size doesn't fit all.
Right. And I'm sure you get this as well from your clients or the people that you speak to. You know, how do you measure reputation? Because you can measure. So you, even branding, they say, okay, brand value. How do you measure my reputation has improved?
You just hit it on the nerve, actually.
On the nerve.
It's difficult to manage. There are so many metrics out there. PR in general, public relations in general, is a challenge to manage, because how do you manage perceptions?
Mm.
How do you manage exactly what people are saying about you? You can do a survey, but tell me honestly, when you participate in surveys, how many people are truly, truly honest? They are not. They know that. This is why I'm not a big fan of focus group, because these people are paid to give their views.
Uh-huh.
And how honest are they?
Okay.
So to your question, can it be measured? Yes, but there's no one formula that will work for everyone.
Okay.
So it goes by situational, the type of audiences you have to deal with. So thereby lies the challenge for communicators out there. You know, you have to be skilled, and the old ways don't work anymore. I mean, I'm approaching my mid-60s now, you know. I'm always learning. I'm constantly learning. So this is my message to communicators out there. Keep on learning. Keep on upskilling. And you can do this by going back to school, taking up another postgraduate degree, and so on and so forth. But you have to be knowledgeable to be relevant.
All right.
Because your position by right, although it doesn't really happen in Malaysia, is you have the privilege, if you will, to be the advisor to the C-suite. You know, you should be part of the decision-making process. You are not just one of those functional departments. You need to be part of the decision-making process. And this is not happening, sadly.
All right. And what needs to be done? What can we do? I will discuss that in just a moment. I'm here with Aisha Rashid from Samania. This is Resource Center BFM 89.9. You're listening to Resource Center. Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. It's Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm here with Aisha Rashid from Samania, talking about corporate reputation. Aisha herself has been in the industry, the public relations industry, close to 40 years. You know, just earlier on, you know, we were talking about how do you measure reputation, and you say there is, it's situational and one size doesn't fit all. So, I mean, have there been cases where you work with clients and it's a combination of different things? Would you have a story to share there?
Yes. Well, I can't quote the client's name. Our challenge as a consultancy is to convince client that they need to do this. And because clients are not aware about reputation, and perhaps the corporate comm department also does not play a role as advisor to the C-suite, so they seem to be in a bit of a condition of ignorance, if you will. So when we come up and suggest that they should be looking at their reputation, the response is not as we would like, sadly. But we try to incorporate into whatever that we advise them to do. Because most of them, you know, they hire us because they just want to do events. They want to, like, maybe improve their relationship with the media. But public relations has gone beyond that.
Yeah.
Public relations now, in the 21st century, it's all about managing relationships and positioning your company positively. So, yeah, we started out as press agents and so on. But now we are in that situation where we look at strategic positioning. This is why I said we should, by right, be advisors to the C-suite. So the C-suite have got to, like, beside listening to the legal people and the finance people, look at communication, because communication is essential. Allow me to share this belief that I have. And if you ask my staff and people who know me, this is my mantra. For those who study economics, right, you have the four factors of production, which is land, labor, capital, and entrepreneurship. I would like to add the fifth one, which is communication. Because there's no point producing a product or offering a service and then people don't know about it. So communication has to play that role, and it has to be done strategically. So you need to get qualified people to run your communication. I know there are people from other disciplines who are hired to do PR. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying these people from other disciplines who are doing PR, please at least make an effort to learn more about PR or communication strategies, because you can offer so much more to your employers when you have the necessary skills and knowledge.
You know, I was just referring to what you were saying, you know, how like PR should be right there at legal and all that. And that's the thing. I think we should look at it that way, because you will miss it if you don't get right legal advice.
Yes.
Right?
Of course.
And it should be. And if you don't get, and maybe is it because also executives are quite short term in their view, in the sense that,
yes,
I need to make the money now.
Yes.
And so you don't think of the
long term. So this is where the PR practitioner or the communication subject matter expert will play the role. They will say, I mean, like, imagine in a meeting and then they say, oh, we want to do this, 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 this. The PR practitioner or the corporate comm person will be there to say, hey guys, wait a minute, we need to look at this long term. Yeah, that's the role that you play as the custodian of the brand, to safeguard the company's reputation. So you always have your eyes open and your ears on the ground to understand what your stakeholders are saying about you. It's an ongoing process, you know. So it's not something that, oh, after five, I'm going home, I'm shutting off. No, because you maybe hear something on the radio, or you read something on it, or you are at a cocktail party and you overhear someone saying something about your company or your brand. You're like on a constant vigil, so to speak, you know. So it's not a job that... like I said, 5 o'clock, wrap up, I'm going home, shut off. No, you're always on the ball.
On the ball and on alert, right?
Yeah, on your toes as well.
Are there any tips that you can give for companies that want to be tops in their corporate reputation?
Well, fundamentally, reputation is about trust. It's about authenticity. It's about knowing what you want to do. So companies that want to safeguard reputation, you have to be honest with yourself and you have to be authentic, which means what you are saying out there in positioning your brand, you have to live it. Again, I take the example of Nike. Probably the people in production and the people in the brand or the marketing department are not talking. Therefore, they are saying we are the greatest brand, blah, blah, blah. But the people in production are looking at saving costs, therefore sending it to third world countries to do their products without really making sure that these products are being done by people who know what the Nike brand is about. So it's not just selling your brand to your customers. You have to engage your employees, engage your suppliers so that they understand what the brand is. And this is where I'm saying the communicator or the PR person or the corporate comm person plays its role or her role or his role. you need to go and visit, you know, your production outlets. Are they really walking the talk? Are they really living the brand? So it's a huge responsibility. Mm-hmm. Going back to your question, companies who want to manage reputation, you don't have to be a big company, you know, and you don't have to be like spending lots and lots of money. But what is important to get someone who understands reputation, either you hire as an employee or as your consultant, to give you the right advice. You may have been doing it already, but it's not managed or orchestrated in the right way to get the desired results.
And what do you look for when you say you need to get perhaps externally or even internally finding the right person? How would you know you've got the right professional working for you?
Whoa. That's a tough question. I believe ethics is very important. I'm a great believer in ethics. Ethics is what drives reputation, yeah? So the person that you choose has got to be ethical, has got to be a big picture person so that you understand what's going on around you, and has got to have that commitment and the belief to drive that reputation and to continually manage that reputation for perpetuity, if you will. Yeah, it's not a one-stop kind of stopgap measure. No, it is an ongoing process that has to be managed well.
All right. Thanks for being with us. We've been talking about reputation, and I know we'll be talking a lot more about it as the country grows.
Yes, yes.
This is Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.